B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to your daily rap party podcast, everybody.
Hi.
And we just got, if it sounds like we're eating sushi, it's because we are.
Mm-hmm.
We just got sushi from our good friends at the Cowfish in South Park. They are promoting the Hardest Yard, the Greg Olson Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And they named it the roll after it.
They did.
It's delicious.
So we asked Roy if you wanted another sushi roll. He's like, no, I'm good. He's like, I like sushi that's not fish.
Like, well.
You know, I like the California roll with the vegetables.
Yeah.
And I like the one with the chicken in it.
You like starter sushi.
And I like steak in it. Yeah, sure, it's fine. You know what, though? So I one time got a sushi cake for Sterling, and they got like a multiple-tiered, what you would put cake on, and they just filled that with sushi.
Ah.
And you ate that.
I ate that because I didn't know what the hell I was eating, and it tasted great.
When it's all together, without looking at the individual ingredients, it's delicious. But when you start breaking it down, you're like, oh, snapper, salmon?
Yeah, so right. As long as you don't know what you're eating, you're down.
It's true. There's something to that. But we had a fun show today. Stuff. It's a short week for us, so everybody's in a good mood. Even Loren.
Yeah, I just moved.
What's
I am in a
noise?
Good mood.
Somebody's getting a phone call.
Oh, this is Mary Beth's phone, I bet.
And she's probably calling it from another
Mary
phone.
Beth.
Emily Beth.
Elizabeth Beth.
Elizabeth.
Emily Beth, our sales rep.
Yes. Emily
should
Beth.
I answer it?
Yeah, so she's probably calling from somebody else's phone.
Oh, should I call it back?
Yeah.
No.
No? A sales rep left their phone in here. Emily Beth. I don't know why I called her Mary Beth. That's the other person that works here.
No.
That's Mary Brooke.
Mary Brooke? I don't know who the
just
hell
works here.
Just
a little off on everything.
Emily Brooke is a hoot, though. All right.
There's a lot of people here.
Let's talk about today's show. And more importantly, Loren, let's start with you and talk about your big move this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, what do you want to know?
You finally moved out of your house and into the chateau. Now, I think what is so interesting is that in most people's cases, they book their move out like a month in advance. So at least they know, hey, the house is closed.
Sure.
This house is closed. Here's the date.
Not us.
What'd you do?
Last Tuesday or Wednesday, I called the moving company and asked if they had availability for this Sunday.
Did they think you were crazy?
He said, are you sure? And I said, yeah. He's like, you think you can have it all together by then? And I was like, yeah, sure. We've been working on it for like months.
Yeah, she hasn't.
Well, I really did think that we were going to have it all like ready. But then I had an unexpected visitor. My sister-in-law dropped in on her way from Georgia to Virginia.
When you told your sister-in-law that, like, hey, we're packing, we're moving tomorrow, that wasn't a red flag for her to be like, all right, I'll just post up somewhere else?
One would think.
Mm-hmm. And so was she helpful?
I'm going to guess that's no.
How do I say this without digging myself into a hole? I had to pause what I was doing, and after I put cash to bed, everyone played cards while I continued packing.
Everyone meeting.
Really?
Elena, you're the au pair.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas.
Mm-hmm. No, Dallas was helping me pack, but yeah.
So, geez, I have so many questions for you. About
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Move.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I saw a video where they had a lift up the
I thought somebody was gonna die. So my headboard wouldn't go up the stairs.
For your bed?
For our master bedroom. And instead of like these guys were hell bent on getting it like on the second floor.
That's their job.
They were great. But at some point a ladder came out and five guys, two on the floor, one on the ladder, and two on the second story. They were going to pull the headboard up over the balcony. And I was like, oh, God, please don't die in my house. I'm going to have to drag you outside and say that it happened on the street.
There we go.
Yeah. But no, they got it up there amazingly. It clearly was not their first rodeo.
Yeah. So they did it that way.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled it up. Okay. And then we talked about this morning about how one of your movers asked, hey, when's lunch? Mm-hmm. We don't know if it was joking or not or what.
A lot of people were surprisingly on the lunch side of things.
I know. And I had no idea. Like, honestly, you're paying like an arm and a leg to have people move you. So I just assume like those people bring their own lunch or they take shifts and then go, you know, out to lunch mm-hmm. or DoorDash or whatever. But now I feel bad that I didn't do anything for them. But we took good care of them on the backside.
See, and that's fine. If you're going to give them lunch, you take a little bit off of what you were going to tip mm-hmm. them, I guess. But I also find, Roy, when I have a service person come to the house, the first thing I do is offer them a drink.
Oh, we gave them drinks.
Because that just changes the person's attitude on how they're going to treat you as a customer.
Absolutely. They were well hydrated.
Yeah. Like, remember the delivery guy that came to Roy's house and he went into Roy's bathroom and then opened the door and said, hey, can you hand me my phone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we had top-notch service in my apartment.
Did you tip him?
He got a little too comfortable.
Yeah, he was too comfortable. Yeah, he started opening up the fridge. Got on the side.
He's like, I'll get my own drink. It's fine.
Walking Cali.
Yeah. Take my dog out to pee. No, he was. He was already after I tipped him. Right when they were wrapping up, he was using the restroom, and then he asked for me to give him his phone.
Yeah.
So I just laid it outside the door, and he opened it and got it.
So one trip, two trucks. How long did in total did it take the people to move you?
7 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Did you have everything labeled?
Mm.
Oh, God. They had to ask every piece of furniture had to ask?
Okay.
You have tape on the floor in the chateau where everything goes.
Hold on a second. So there was stuff that wasn't coming out of the old house. So I put yellow tags on all of that. So if it had a yellow tag, we didn't take it. But at the new house, so somebody gave us all their moving boxes, so nothing was labeled right because that first family that had them and labeled them like Clara's room.
You have to delete that.
Yeah, well, I didn't. I just packed boxes because we moved a lot of the boxes ourselves. So we really only had like, I don't know, 15, 20 boxes, and I knew exactly where each box went.
Sure.
So I just directed as they walked in the door.
And did they seem okay with that?
Yeah, I don't think they had a problem.
Yeah, well, you can't read the room, though, either, really.
Obviously, I didn't know to buy them lunch.
And then what time do they leave?
Like 4:30, 4:45.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so hot on Sunday here, too, in Charlotte. I know a lot of people from around the country listen to the show, the podcast, but yeah, it was really, really hot mm-hmm. in Charlotte. Well, all right, Lorraine, we're glad you finally moved into the chateau. Is everything out of the old house?
Everything that...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We wanted to move, yes. They're still like, we have to go get stuff out of the refrigerator mm-hmm. and like that kind of stuff.
How was your first night sleeping in your house? Because you have to readapt to like a whole new environment.
It was a little strange. I didn't sleep real well last night and I was exhausted after moving all day. Like my whole body hurts. But I don't know. It was just, it kind of felt like you're in a hotel or something.
Roy, how much do you want to make a dollar bet that she is going to drive to the wrong house today after work?
It's a strong possibility.
Yeah, it's a strong possibility because she doesn't know Charlotte at all, like at all. So, yeah, she could just go wherever she... Well,
and just out of habit.
Do you know how to get back to your old house normally without GPS?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, out of habit, she might just end up going back to the old house and be like,
you
damn it.
I don't think I'll do it today, but I guarantee you at some point that will happen.
Yeah.
Like in 2 weeks or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
3 weeks when I'm like just... thinking about something else, I'm going to be halfway home to my old house and go, oh, that's not going to work.
That's funny. All right, well, we have the bet on the table. Roy, the realtor who sold their house first. Roy, did you sell your first house? Or?
Well, she hasn't closed yet.
Yeah, we're not
closed yet.
The sale's
contingent. The other person's house could fall through.
And we're not supposed to close until the beginning of August.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of time.
Okay, how are your leads?
Pretty good.
Do you want to put your email address out? Or?
Hey, listen, you had to reach out to me. Yeah, but now I've closed renting deals. I don't know if that counts.
I
think it's hilarious. You go to school to like be in the real estate business and you close rentals.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah. The first thing I close is rental deals. Yeah.
Do you get a commission off of that? Like, how does that work?
Yeah,
is it the same as
regular
real estate?
No, it's not as much as selling a, $200,000 house, but yeah, you still you get a commission of the sale.
$200,000 house. Whoa.
Yeah, you know, you know what I mean.
Like, yeah, no, I know. That's I mean that's
$700 a month rent versus $200,000 is a different commission rate.
Yeah.
But no, I have one guy up in Harrisburg who we got it to the neighborhood to two houses. I did put an offer in for another client, but get this. He listens to the show. His name's Jacob, and he calls me and he says, I think there's a problem because I put the offer in. The people were going to accept it. I was going to be like, woo, I'm beating Loren. This is going to happen. And he's like, HOA doesn't allow commercial vehicles. I was like, that's no problem. There's a garage. Just put your commercial vehicle in the garage. He's like, well, my commercial vehicle is a tour bus. It won't fit.
Oh, my God.
So okay. I take it you're looking in other neighborhoods now. Okay. Something maybe without an HOA.
Yeah, no HOA is probably ideal for you. You know, I was like, and maybe nothing like in a neighborhood because neighbors don't want to see your big tour bus.
That's funny. What's he tour?
He works for like he like does inspections on buses and he's safety certifier. So in order for it to be like roadworthy and with the DOT, he inspects them.
Right. So why does he have a tour bus though?
Well, because there's evidently weird driving laws, and sometimes he can't drive the bus back to the lot. He has to drive it home.
Gotcha.
It's very weird. He told me it's weird. Like it's really regulated.
Huh. Okay.
So now, if you know anything in the Matthews Indian Trail Waxhaw area, I'm trying to find a house.
Oh man,
for my
he could have bought the GPC.
What's the GPC?
The old house.
Oh.
You called that the GPC?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say.
Why not? You're trying
grand
to sell the
piece
thing.
Of.
Yes. Grand piece
well, you're no longer in it. Why
that would
are you
be the GPS, though.
It?
Well, I know, but I don't want to.
Kaka? What's the C stand for?
It's Gardner Pond Court.
Oh, come on.
Oh, okay.
Why would you?
What's for sale?
I know.
Oh, you can find it.
That's true.
All right, everyone. That puts an end to this wrap party. We had a great Monday show. We have an even better Tuesday show planned for you, okay? So make sure you download the podcast and tell your friends about the Wrap Party podcast.
Brought to you by Roy Real Estate. I'm trying to beat Loren. Call me today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.